That is Bullet, brand new music from Rogues and Royalty here on the local show, brought to you by Kentucky Music Company and by The Grove in Glasgow. We got one more new one before we get these boys out of here. We got all five of them in here, 100% of the band at HA's Place next Saturday, the 14th, for the, what is Daniel calling it again?
Calling that Rock the Lot.
Rock the Lot. Rock the Lot, y'all. Rock the Lot. And we're going to be hearing a whole bunch more about that on next Thursday's show, leading right up into that. And then big damn deal, playing with Jackal at the Glasgow Plaza on the 27th. Now, Jackal's playing the State Fair the night before. So are they going to bring you some corn dogs in that? Or
We put a request in. we have not heard anything back on that.
Okay. All right. Right on. So, yeah, we were talking, and this I was asking these guys earlier about how they were kind of flying under the radar and seemed to sort of come out of nowhere in the past few months. And part of that answer is really obvious, except to me, apparently, because it didn't occur to me, that you guys are sort of a product of the pandemic to the extent that
we are
there weren't no gigs to have. So you guys just holed up and worked on your songs. And how many you've sent me two and then three more. How many original songs do you guys have?
A lot. That's kind of a trick. Finished and recorded, we have eight. I mean, full-on originals.
I mean, in terms of, like, how many could you play and not play anything twice at a show?
30, 40.
I mean, yeah, we could probably play. We've got a lot of songs. Well, and our thing is, like, we write a song.
Mm.
But we, kind of our thing is we don't write a song complete.
Yeah.
We, like, come up with the idea of, like, the music we want to, where we want to go.
Yeah.
The lyrics we want to go with it. And then we go out to Denver, and then we sit down with Dusty, and then, like, kind of collaboration.
Right.
That's where really where all the magic happens.
Well, and, you know, I think, like, we were talking about that in the last segment, I think that happens with a lot of bands. And then, like, what weirds me out, like, if I'm a fan of a band, okay, and I know this song in my head front and back, and I can't play nothing, but, you know, just know the song as a fan, as a consumer. And then years later, they put out some box set, and there's like, here's the demo, and here's an early version. It's just like, I don't want to hear this. This is all wrong. Because, I mean, some bands will be like, okay, these lyrics came from this song, and this piece of music came from that song. And then, you know the finished product, and then you go back and you hear the pieces parts, and it's like, well, hell, this one song I know used to be in three different places at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess you guys as players can transpose like whole chunks of music, right?
If it fits.
So what happens is our producer, which we follow a lot of his lead because he's sold a lot of records, but we follow his lead and we'll take a song in and we'll start to record it, and he'll give me that look, you know, like,
yeah.
No.
Amen.
And then we all sit down with pens and papers and start arguing. One or two of us will storm off and go out, you know. Then we come back and it's like magic.
Yeah, that's magic. Yeah.
We had three different versions of it.
And then another song. In fact, the one that's coming up here at the end of the segment, we were recording it, and the rest of the lyrics hadn't been written yet. Jesse was downstairs laying down the choruses, and in a crunch, me and Jordan and David gone upstairs to try to write out a whole second verse.
Right.
And I mean, we've been struggling to try to write this for I don't know how long. And then in the span of like 30 minutes, just magically, we just come up with solid gold. And then we go running downstairs right as Jesse was done. And we said, hey, record this now. And he laid that out. And then, I mean,
boom.
It was just gold from there.
All right. Well, that is.
Every line they were writing, I was singing it 10 minutes later.
Well, that sounds like y'all got a nice flow going, like creatively, like in terms of the process and all that. And again, I guess being cooped up and nothing else to do with your music than to just keep plugging away and creating and permutating and putting it all in the blender. And
well, and that's kind of how we do it. Basically, it's like we have originals. We got a lot of more originals, but we kind of just will write riffs or we'll write kind of a bass of something, and we basically just throw it all in a box.
Right.
And then we pick that box up and we take it over to Denver and we say, all right, hey, this is what we got. And then we just pick out the pieces.
Wouldn't bands say stuff like that? I picture like somebody like going to the tax man at the last minute, like, here's my receipts, let's get to work.
Well, it's kind of like, we pick out like the best parts of what's in that box, the stuff that fits together better. And then we lay it down, and then it's like, okay, boom, cool, song.
Yeah,
there we go. There's something now that we can re-release. And then, you know, when we go down to do another song, it's just rinse and repeat.
Right. All right. AJ's Place, downtown Glasgow, on Saturday the 14th for the Rock the Lot, which is ridiculous. That thing starts at 11, and there's 175 bands, so get there early. And we'll have Daniel on next week to talk about that. It's a great lineup he set up there, and he would be the one to do that around here, especially with that genre. And then you guys are back in Glasgow on the 27th with Jackal at the Plaza Theater, and this is one more song. From Rogues and Royalty, get you guys out of here. Shout outs, mom and them, anything like that we need to do?
I'll shout out to his mom.
I was trying to be wholesome.
Well, you married my sister.
That is your mother in law.
His sister. So.
Oh, my God.
It's my mother in law.
That's your mother in law you're talking about.
I know.
You see her?
Oddly enough, I'm my own grandpa. So
she's a sweet lady, and she can cook.
She's a firecracker too.
Oh, I'm gonna regret. Yeah,
we need to thank our producer again. Without him, we're just kind of lost.
We might want to. Thank Ratchet.
Oh, whatever. I'm just doing my job on vacation. You know, whatever.
Yeah. And, I want to thank Dr. Keith Morrison. For putting my finger back in.
You know what? I'm gonna second that one.
Thank you. I was really off. I thought you were talking about the lead singer of the Circle Jerks. I'm like, what does he have to do with any of this? Oh, the doctor. Okay, yeah.
who does that? Who cuts a finger off when they know they're going to be touring and
2 days before a show in Gatlinburg?
Yes, you know, and it was just.
And you're still in the band, finger and all.
I've only missed one show.
One show.
Yeah, only one show.
These three fingers.
Yeah.
Hurt like hell.
Oh, my God.
I've been reeling.
It got worked out. All right. So what is the name of this? Is this Raising Hell in the Holler?
No.
It's just Hell in the Holler.
Hell in the Holler.
All right. So follow these guys on Facebook. They got loads of gigs coming up. Buy their shirts. Support them. And go out and see them at all these shows. All right. We'll be back with I don't know what else because it's Monday as the boys and I are chit-chatting. And I'm on vacation, so I'll likely put the show together Thursday afternoon or something. So I don't know what's next. More local stuff. But this is Hell in the Holler, Rogues and Royalty, new stuff, three new songs tonight. Thank you, boys. Always love new contributions to the library around here. Hell in the Holler, the local show, brought to you by Kentucky Music Company and by The Grove in Glasgow on 98.3 The Edge.